today has been one of those days that kind of slip between the cracks. And it's a good job I didn't really have anything planned, because I did very little other than recover from last night. Well, let's just say yesterday in general. I did just find a piece of audio which was recorded somewhere in the middle of the chaos. And, let me play that audio and then I'll let you know what happened after that.
Upon the king, let us our lives, our souls, our debts, our careful wives and our sins lay upon the king.
We're in the back garden having a few drinks. The dogs are wandering around on the gravel, and I have the pleasure of Robert's company.
Libiamo, libiamo negli eti calici.
Just checking that the auto levels are on. Have we been drinking? Yeah, just a little bit. But what else are summer afternoon stroke evenings for?
Yeah. So, not long after that, I remember going to the house and returning to the table in the garden, which was already filled with mostly empty bottles, leftover food. And I returned with the green fairy, aka the drink of the damned, absinthe. What was it Hemingway said? Absinthe is a wonderful colour, green. A glass of absinthe is as poetical as anything in the world. And I think it's also said that drink brings out the hidden man, but absinthe drops the mask entirely. And if that did happen, I have no recollection of it, other than I was allegedly quite funny and in very good spirits, struggling to walk. I got back from the pub, don't remember really going to the pub, but definitely went to the pub, because I do have a vague memory of being at the pub. And I ripped my favourite shorts, falling over. I seem to have cut my back and not tore my jacket, interestingly. I was wearing a very light cotton jacket, which is scuffed from what looks like fence grime. So I think I might have ricocheted my way down an alleyway and supported, shall we say, because I did have assistance most of the way home. And then, I don't know, I've got like 3 lumps on my head. So I think I was trying to take my shoes off and probably headbutted a few things before giggling myself unconscious. I then had to be rescued and led to bed at some time in the morning. I do know that I've slept very funny and my arm is still, I don't know whether I had a dead arm all night. I'm surprised it didn't just atrophy and fall off, if that's the case. But yeah, I'm sort of noticing new marks all over the place, and it's taken me pretty much all day to recover. So very messy. Can't remember the last time I was like that, obviously. Couldn't remember this time really, but there's a lesson. That bottle I've had maybe 25 years. That's how often it gets opened. Maybe only 20 years, I don't know. But it's the dangerous stuff, and it should remain in a bottle. I can't bring myself to throw it away, because it's kind of been that thing that's moved from house to house and is very rarely cracked open, for reasons which you now are very clear of. So, yeah, stay away from the green fairy. I do not recommend it, and I shall be staying away from all drink for a undetermined period of time. We'll see. See, my body thanks me, because I need to do it like some kind of pleasantry or a favour. Hope you had a lovely weekend. I Definitely had a lovely weekend, but I can only remember half of it. And today was definitely a chill day. But here you go. This is my audio in the bag for Audio Mo Day 23, if my brother's listening. Happy birthday. Catch you later. Cheers for listening.